Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. Well, let's review what we learned yesterday. What is the live music capital of the world? Wait, did you just say Austin? You are absolutely right. 1 point. Next question. Do you remember what SXSW stands for? Yep, you must have been paying attention. South by Southwest. 2 points for you all. Well, today we are going to continue learning about this music festival in a lesson called SXSW. And here are a couple of questions for you to think about. First, what is SXSW Interactive? You're going to find out. And what can you expect there? Okay, friends, open up your magazines and let's get started. Come on.
South by Southwest. South by Southwest Interactive. Added to South by Southwest in 1993, the Interactive Festival attracts many that aren't artistic. A few recent popular trends have been wearable technology, smart cities, and computer hardware. Interactive's SX Health and MedTech Expo helped announce the opening of the University of Texas Dell Medical School. A significant part of the Interactive Festival is the Accelerator Startup Competition. Businesses and products will find funding as a result, and some may be acquired by companies like Google or Apple.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 hardware 这个名词。Hardware 在这里是指硬体。例如 Tommy is a computer hardware engineer. Tommy 是一位电脑硬体工程师。或者是 the computer hardware needs to be upgraded because of insufficient data storage. 这台电脑的硬碟因为储存空间不足需要升级。它的反义词是 software, S-O-F-T-W-A-R-E。例如 he's written some software that records your body temperature every 15 minutes. 他写了一个每15分钟记录一次体温的应用程式的软体。继续我们看的是 acquire 这个动词。Q-U-I-R-E 这个字根有寻找的意思，所以 acquire 是指获得或取得。例如 during the past couple of years, he has acquired the nickname of Golden Boy on Wall Street.在过去这些年来，他在华尔街赢得了金童的昵称，或者是 Amy is wearing a newly acquired dress to the party. Amy 穿了一件新买的洋装去参加派对。我们也学过 acquire 是指学会，例如 George acquired French while working in Paris. George 在巴黎工作的时候学会了法文。
Thank you so much, Michelle.Well, now it is time for us to interact, Rebecca.
It's time to interact, but we're always interacting. So what do you mean?
Now we're interacting about South by Southwest Interactive.
Oh, right. So that's the part of the festival where there's some sort of interaction?
Well, yeah. And I guess this word could mean a lot, okay? There's a lot to do here. Added to South by Southwest in 1993...The Interactive Festival attracts many that aren't artistic. So, Rebecca, you could go as well.
I definitely could go.
Rebecca,
remember,
that was a joke.
I told you...
I know you're artistic. Yeah. But you could go. You might enjoy this.
You know something, Gabe? I told you yesterday that since I enjoy music...
Yes.
I would love to go.
Well...
So it's not because I'm not artistic, but it's because I love music. That's what you meant, right?
Exactly. And... musicians and anybody. It's not just about music, and so there's a lot to do, right? A few recent popular trends have been wearable technology, smart cities, and computer software, hardware, okay? Hardware and software, perhaps. Well, let's take a look at that word trend. That is a noun. But what is the adjective form, Rebecca?
The word is just right here, and that is trendy. Something that is trendy is something that is kind of modern and influenced by the recent fashions or ideas. But typically when I think of this word, I think of clothing. Wow, that lady is wearing a trendy jacket.
Yeah, I do too. Clothing could be trendy. I think of recently a lot more people are wearing those smart watches. You sync it up with your smartphone. That's a smartwatch. Smartwatches are becoming more and more trendy. But we're not just talking and learning about clothes here at this South by Southwest Interactive. There's wearable technology for sure, smart cities, and computer hardware. So these could perhaps include the cities that have like Wi-Fi over the whole city and different things like that. I'm really not sure, which is why I probably need to go to South by Southwest next year.
Yes, Gabe, I think you should go next year, not this year, of course. Well, anyway, we read Interactive's SX Health and MedTech Expo helps announce the opening of the Texas's Dell Medical School. And we also read a significant part of the Interactive Festival is the Accelerator Startup Competition. Hey, Gabe, how would you like to be a part of this Accelerator Startup Competition?
You know, Rebecca, if I had an idea for a startup business, I would probably enjoy being a part of this, but I don't really have an idea right now. Friends, if you have an idea, maybe this is for you. We continue here. Businesses and products will find funding as a result, and some may be acquired by companies like Google or Apple. Well, let's take a look at that useful phrase there, as a result. So if you go to this interactive festival for the startup competition, you could find funding as a result. That could happen because you go.
And there are other ways that we can use this very useful phrase as a result. For example, Peggy was late for the practice. As a result, we had to practice our skit much later than expected.
Oh, Peggy! Oh,
I know.
It's probably because of her newborn child. Well, you could say something like, I didn't study, and as a result, I failed my test. Or, he went to study abroad, and here is good news. He studied abroad, and as a result, he met his wife. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh my goodness, that is a great example and a great way to use that phrase as a result. But of course, in our lesson, we see businesses and products will find funding as a result. And some may be acquired by companies like Google or Apple.
Rebecca, that is actually really cool.
I mean, if
Google or Apple is there and they notice your business and your idea, they might want you to join them. You might be able to help and be a part of Google or Apple. Kind of cool. Well, right now it is time for an SC challenge.
Yes!
Let's do that together.
For today's SC challenge, we have two new players who are very excited. What is your English name?
Michelle.
Michelle, and what's your name?
Swallow.
Swallow. And you two are married?
Yes.
Yes, and you're expecting a baby?
That's right.
And your first baby?
Yes.
Congratulations, that's very exciting. Well, let us review today's words. We have hardware, acquire, streaming, and uninterested. Are you two ready to begin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Let's get started with our first sentence. Number one, Peter went to the store to buy some blank for his home. Peter went to the store to buy something for his home. Yes.
First.
Hardware. Let's see if that works. Peter went to the store to buy some hardware for his home. That is correct. Good job. 1 point. Okay, next. Number two. Many people appeared to be very blank in what the speaker was saying. many people appear to be very blank in what the speaker was saying. Was that a hand raised? I thought I saw a hand raised. Oh, yes, over here.
The second one, a choir.
A choir. Let's see. That's a great choice, but there is an even better answer. Swallow, I think I saw your hand raised. Hold on. Raise your hand.
Yeah. They're for the war.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Let's see if that works. Many people appear to be very uninterested in what the speaker was saying. Excellent. You both have 1 point. Okay, let's see who is going to be the winner for today's game. Last question. You may be able to blank a new computer at the electronic fair. You may be able to blank a new computer at the electronic fair. Yes.
Acquire.
Acquire. Let's see if that works. You may be able to acquire a new computer at the electronic fair. Excellent job. Good job.
Yay.
Yes. How does it feel to win?
Good.
It feels great. Wonderful. We do have a prize. But, you know, I think Swallow did well, too. So let's give him a prize. Yeah, excellent. Thank you guys so much for playing. And thank you, friends, for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the SE Challenge. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about South by Southwest Interactive, and we've already talked about the Accelerator Startup Competition. If you have an idea for a business that you would like to start, you might be interested in competing in this competition. Well, friends, we still have more to learn about South by Southwest Interactive, so let's get started with our second reading.
South by Southwest. Twitter exploded at South by Southwest in 2007, and streaming app Meerkat was a big hit just last year. The list of interests represented in this section of the festival goes far beyond technology and business, however. The South by Southwest Gaming Expo, staged at Dota 2 tournament in 2014, and always offers a free play PC area. SX Sports sessions discuss things like urban outdoor culture and the possibility of robot athletes. And if visitors are uninterested in these things, comedy, food, and programs on helping communities are also available.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 stream 这个动词。stream 本来是指流出或流动，但是在这里 stream 是指在线收看或收听，或者是让别人可以及时收看或收听你所上传的内容。例如 ,this website teaches you how to stream your video to YouTube. 这个网站教你如何串流播放你的影片到 YouTube。它的现在分词 streaming 也可以当名词。例如 ,now you can watch this talk show using free live streaming. 现在可以用免费直播串流的方式来观赏这个脱口秀。最后我们看的是 uninterested 这个形容词。un 是否定的字首 ,interested 是指有兴趣的，所以连在一起 uninterested 是指不感兴趣的。如果要说明对什么东西不感兴趣的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,contrary to most teenagers,Mike is uninterested in pop songs or movies. 和大多数的青少年相反， Mike 对于流行歌曲或者是电影都没有兴趣。Uninterested 也指冷漠的或者是事不关己的。例如 ,the clerk is totally uninterested in helping customers. 这位店员对于协助客户完全事不关己。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so at the beginning of this section, we learned a little bit about a startup. Well, it's not a startup anymore. It's Twitter. It's very famous now. But of course, it started out at some point, right? And we read here, it exploded at South by Southwest in 2007. And streaming app Meerkat was a big hit just last year.
So Gabe, this is what happened. Boom! It exploded!
Okay, Rebecca.
Whoa!
Well, I did not expect you to do that. So, sorry for my delayed reaction there with your explosion.
So that's what happened, right?
Well, yes. Do you like that word, exploded, Rebecca? Because that's the word that's right here on the screen. Now, usually I think of a bomb.
Right. That's what I think of, too, when I hear this word, to explode.
Yeah. But we don't like talking about bombs much here at Studio Classroom. So this word in our lesson has a slightly different meaning. And that means it became successful or it became a hit very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, Gabe, mm-hmm. I remember when Facebook exploded.
Oh, I do too.
It didn't start out very popular. Probably about 10, 12 years ago, it really wasn't that popular. And then all of a sudden, it just exploded. It became very popular. It was a good way to stay in touch with people.
That's right. You know, that reminds me of some people. They put videos on YouTube, and they get popular right away. You could say the video just exploded. Everyone was watching it. You also know that phrase, to go viral. So those videos went viral.
Right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about how Twitter exploded at South by Southwest. Anyway, we read, the list of interests represented in this section of the festival goes far beyond technology and business, however. Now let's pause for just a moment and talk about these fun words, to go beyond. What is this talking about?
Okay, so you're not just going to find technology and business here. You can find many more things. So it goes far beyond technology and business. Well, friends, let's take a look at the very last sentence of our lesson here. If visitors are uninterested in these things, comedy, food, and programs on helping communities are also available. Mm-hmm. Well, Rebecca.
Yes.
Are things funny in every language? If something is funny to you, does that mean it will be funny to someone from South America or Europe?
Hey, Gabe, I have an idea. The guys want to talk about that. So let's go to the info cloud.
Oh.
One of the first things we appreciate about a foreign culture is its food. Foreign cuisine is fairly accessible and often very yummy.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the last things we appreciate about a foreign culture is its humor. Foreign comedy is inaccessible. It's hard to understand.
Indeed. Have you ever wondered why a joke is funny in one language but not funny in another? Why is it so difficult to translate humor from one language to another?
Good question. Well, it's because humor is based on cultural conventions, meaning it's best understood by those who share the same culture. Conventions are things like history, pop culture, language, sounds and puns, manners, customs, and even body language.
So this means being fluent in English is no guarantee you'll understand and laugh at jokes in English. For that, you'll need cultural fluency.
Yes. Now, we would expect British and German humor to be different. Two different languages, different countries, different humor.
But what about British and American humor? Same language, different countries, still different humor.
That's right. Even between regions in the same country, where the same language is spoken, if the cultural conventions are different enough, the humor won't translate.
如果某个人说他的英文很行，你可以做一个测试，你可以讲一个英文的笑话，看他是否听得懂。如果讲完了，他没有听懂，那他的英文还有待加强，因为幽默（humor）不只是靠语言的传达，它更是建立在 cultural conventions, 文化的惯例习俗上。也就是说，要听得懂一则英文笑话，你除了要听得懂英文，也要了解美国或英国的文化。这种文化的理解力叫做 cultural fluency， 它的难度来得比 language fluency 更高。而有一些高难度的笑话，不只是同一个国家的人才会听得懂，甚至是有地域性的。比如说美国北部的人来到美国南部，有可能会听不懂当地人讲的笑话，因为南部跟北部就有文化上的差异。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, there you are. I've been looking for you.
Howdy.
Already saying howdy, huh?
Yeah. Sorry I didn't find you earlier. I was busy reading this brochure.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
Did you know that South by Southwest added the Interactive Festival in 1993?
Oh, is that where they show things like wearable technology?
Yes, and computer hardware and ideas for smart cities.
Great. Where should we go first?
I want to check out the Accelerator Startup Competition.
Oh,I hear it's a significant part of the festival.
Right. Businesses usually find funding because of this event. So there's a lot of promising products here.
Oh, wasn't that streaming app acquired by Google?
Oh, Meerkat. Not yet, but it might be soon.
Oh, but Twitter exploded at this event, right?
Yeah. In 2007, Twitter became popular.Thanks to this event right here.
Yeah. So what else can we see here?
Well, oh, there's also a gaming expo.
Oh, is Dota here?
Dota?
Oh, it's only the biggest their sport. Oh, never mind. Just lead the way and you'll see.
Well, okay. But if I'm not interested, I'm going to leave you for one of the other expos, like, comedy, food, helping in the community.
Okay. Just hurry up and lead the way.
Okay.
Well, I would love to visit South by Southwest Interactive.
So would I. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.